This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Newsmax TV. Direct from CES. Just got back from the Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas. About 200,000 attending. Massive, massive sea of humanity. But they do such a great job in Vegas. This is the greatest convention city in the world. And they do such a great job. And they get everybody through it like a conveyor belt. And everybody gets through and it works. And it wasn't even a problem. It was just great stuff. I really appreciate the great job Las Vegas does. And I had a fine time at CES. And almost everybody there was a Republican. How do I know? Because I speak to people. And they're all Republicans because they're all doing well. Business is good. This has got to be Democrats' worst nightmare. Business is good. The economy's flying. Jobs are productive. And the stock market's flying and booming. Corporations reporting record profits. I mean, they're not going to defeat President Trump. And
cut their heads off.
You know they would have supported him, but you know every one of them got a lecture from their agents that middle America buys your records, middle America watches your shows, middle... coming to you from the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump Land. I'll tell you a funny story before I get into all the serious political stuff. Funny story. The State Medical Board of Ohio is considering if being a Browns or a Bengals fan qualifies for medical marijuana use. Being a professional football fan in Ohio is stressful. That's why a petition was submitted to the State Medical Board requesting that being a fan of the Cleveland Browns or Cincinnati Bengals be considered as a qualifying condition for medical marijuana prescriptions. That is funny. Here are the conditions submitted to the State Medical Board during the 2019 petition window. Anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, arthritis, Asperger's disorder, autism spectrum disorder, wasting syndrome, chronic back and hip pain, depression, diabetes, hypoglycemia, Epstein-Barr, gastroesophageal reflux disease, anxiety disorder, HIV, AIDS, Parkinson's, lupus, opioid use disorder, panic attack, PTSD, traumatic brain injury, stage 4, breast, lung, lymph nodes, cancer, severe social anxiety, and being a Bengals Browns fan. I kid you not. That's the list that's been submitted. We'll see what they'll agree to. But I think I'm on their side. I think if I was a Bengals or a Browns fan, I could very well need marijuana. So, in any case... Yeah, I know. Chris is telling me in my ear, what about you, Wayne? You're a Cowboys fan. Listen, they were 8-8. The Bengals were 2-15.
Yeah,
we were 8-8.
I'm jumping in here.
I don't need pot. I don't need pot.
Yeah, did they make the playoffs? Like the Browns or Bengals?
No, they missed it just barely.
There you go.
Just barely. The other two never even had a chance. So it's a little different. All right. Enough from you, Mr. Cowboys critic, okay?
Yeah.
All right, on to other funny stories. Pete Butthead, the mayor of South Bend, thinks he's now a world-class, you know, terrorism fighter. And they asked him about the Soleimani strike. And he says, taking out a bad guy is not necessarily a good idea. I just want to know something. Why does anybody care what Mayor Pete Butthead of South Bend thinks? What does it matter what a small-town mayor thinks? Does anyone ask the mayor of Peoria what he thinks about presidential orders to kill terrorists? Does anyone ask the mayor of, I don't know, think of any town in America. Think of Fresno, California. Does the mayor of Fresno matter when it comes to national affairs and national security? I mean, I grew up in Mount Vernon, New York, New Rochelle, New York, Yonkers, New York. There's three mayors in the span of 5 miles there. New York, excuse me, New Rochelle, Mount Vernon, and Yonkers. And let's go another 3 miles out, White Plains. There's four mayors in a five-mile distance. Do those four mayors make up national security policy? Do I care what they think? Does the mayor of White Plains make national security for the United States of America? No. So why does anyone care what Mayor Pete Butthead thinks? He's not even doing a good idea with common petty criminals. In his town, he's not even doing a good job. South Bend is crime-ridden. South Bend is violent crime-ridden. Why would anyone care what he thinks? The police hate his guts. He's got a war in his city, and the war is involving crazed Islamic terrorists halfway around the world. It involves a few crack addicts on the streets of South Bend fighting the police. And Mayor Pete's on the side of the crack addicts, so the police hate him. Mayor Pete's on the side of illegal aliens. The police hate him. Mayor Pete's a criminal. That's right. Criminal. You see, he instituted a system that is a phone ringer, right? I forgot what they call it. I think it's called a phone tree. And it rings every illegal alien in South Bend to let them know ICE is coming. There's an ICE raid coming. So he's warning criminals that the police are coming. That's what a great guy Mayor Pete is. And I got to worry what he thinks about national security, what he thinks about murdering terrorists, and whether we have a right to take them out. How absurd. How freaking absurd. Why on earth does anybody care what Mayor Pete thinks? What's so special about Mayor Pete, by the way? Oh, right. He's gay. Person who give a damn what he thinks about anything. He'd have no money. He would have dropped out a long time ago. Ask Beto O'Rourke. He dropped out a long time ago. He's a straight guy. Ask, what's the name of the guy who just dropped out? The Hispanic guy. He's a congressman. Yeah, Castro. Castro dropped out. I can't remember his first name. He's a nobody. Jose Castro? Joaquin Castro? I don't know. Fidel. Yeah, Fidel Castro, Chris says. Whatever it is, he's a Castro. No one ever heard of him. No one cared. He's at 0%. He's gone. They only care what you say because you're gay. So you got the gay mafia behind you. And I use that term as kind of a joke. There is no gay mafia as in a group of guys killing people because they're gay. I mean, that term is used to describe a lot of rich guys in Hollywood are part of the gay mafia. And they put up a lot of money for Mayor Pete because they're very proud. And I have no problem with. They're proud that a gay man's running for president. That's great. Wave the rainbow flag. I get it. That's fine. But the guy has no great ideas for America. No great ideas for fighting terrorism. Who cares what he thinks? And now, as long as we're on the topic of humor and how ridiculous this is, on the topic of whether being a Bengals Browns fan qualifies for marijuana use, on the topic of whether Mayor Pete is a joke, Mayor Pete Butthead thinks he's now the standard bearer of America's national security policy. More hilarious Saturday Night Live routines. CNN International does an interview with a guest talking about the Iranian situation and doesn't even think to mention that the guest was a spokesperson for the Iranian hostage takers during the 1979 crisis. I kid you not. You can't believe this stuff. CNN international anchor Christine Annapour spoke with Iranian Vice President for Women and Global Affairs, Masumeh Ebtekar. Who knows if I'm saying that right? Might as well just say like, blah, 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 on Tuesday. And she failed to mention that Ebtekar played a key role in the 79 Iran hostage crisis. She began by asking Ebtekar if Iran would respond to America's call for de-escalation. And Ebtekar took the question and offered a long-winded answer that gushed over CNN, showing millions who are marching in support and in commemoration of the commander of the hearts against the Americans. And that's, of course, Soleimani. And Annapour failed to note to viewers that Ebtekar was a spokeswoman for the 79 hostage takers during the Iranian Revolution that seized 52 Americans. Wow. They were held captive for 444 days. And the New York Times reported that Ebtekar was the official interpreter and spokesman of the militants who occupied the American embassy in Tehran back in 1979. And There's even decades-old footage of Eptekar declaring she would kill Americans if needed at the height of the crisis. A reporter is heard asking, could you personally lift up a gun and put it to the head of one of these people and kill them? And Eptekar simply responded, yes. And now she gets to be in interviews on CNN International, and no one mentions that's her bias. No one mentions that she represented terrorists who were holding Americans hostage. Now you got to ask her opinion of things. Like, her opinion matters. Her opinion matters as much as Mayor Pete Butthead, and as much as the losers who love the Bengals that are smoking pot. It just doesn't matter, you know? You want to sit on the couch and smoke pot? Wayne Root has no problem. I'm pretty liberal on that topic. No problem at all. Go smoke pot. But I'm not going to ask you about national security. And I'm not going to ask Mayor Butthead about national security. And I'm not going to ask a woman who said she'd kill Americans and represented terrorists in 1979. I'm not going to put her on TV and ask her what she thinks about Iran and President Trump taking out Soleimani now. Why does anyone think any of these people should have a say in anything? And of course, the reason why, I'll tell you when we get back, the reason why is because our children are being brainwashed by communist teachers. You ever hear of the Red for Ed movement? A bunch of communist teachers marching all over America, and they're rallying around Bernie Sanders. Of course they are. Of course they are. You know, if you hate America, there's no greater thing you could do in life than support Bernie Sanders. As a matter of fact, Iran should support Bernie Sanders. He's the perfect guy to get elected. He just said it was an assassination of Soleimani. We didn't take out one of the world's worst bad guys, mass murderers, terrorists. We assassinated an important person. America's so bad. So Iran, I have news for you. Back down. No need for missiles. No missiles are needed. Just send a little bit of your $150 billion that we gave you. Just send a few billion to Bernie Sanders. Get him elected president, and you'll have your representative right here in the White House. I'll tell you about the teachers who are red for Ed. Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump could only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from The Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, USA Radio. Newsmax TV in hour number three coming up in about, about 45 minutes or so, 48 minutes or so. So cold and flu season's here. Everybody's sick. I mean, everybody's sick. For the last 2 months, everyone I know has been sick. And whenever I ask them, you know, how long did it take you to get over the flu, they're always like 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Well, that's one answer. That's a pretty standard answer. Another answer is I've had it on and off for 2 months. Another standard answer is, well, it's still here. And I'm like, ooh, get away from me. I can't be sick. I've been sick in 4 years on radio. Never. Can you imagine if you were sick with the flu, being off the radio for like a week, being off TV for a week, you'd lose your whole audience. Can't do it. So I just have never gotten sick, and that's because I suck on these silver lozenges by my doctor suggests. That's because I drink the silver solution by my doctor suggests. My doctor suggests products contain alkaline structured silver, which destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses, while not harming good bacteria. So it's great stuff. And it's the reason I've never missed 1 minute on the radio. Forget about being sick or having the flu. Never missed a minute because my voice was hoarse. Every time my voice starts to go out, I suck on my silver lozenges in the ad break, and it comes right back for the next segment. Amazing. Miraculous. Houdini. Get 20% off. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, toll free, and 20% off your order, and the book, The Silver Miracle, free, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root, mydoctorsuggest.com/root. So I told you I would tell you about this Red for Ed teachers rally, and I'm going to tell you about it because I just can't believe there's teachers who brag they're red. You know, red is like communist China, red. The Red for Ed teachers movement appears to be moving towards Senator Bernie Sanders as their choice for the Democrat nominee. I love it. Are you people really this dumb? Yep, You are. You're that stupid that you think an old man who just had a heart attack, who's a communist, who says wild, radical, communist things come out of his mouth, who sounds like Fidel frickin' Castro, should be the nominee against Trump, and you don't think you're going to go down to the worst defeat since George McGovern. Okay. Let's test it. I'm all in. The Sanders campaign highlighted that connection in a recent statement announcing its $34 million fourth quarter fundraising haul, noting teacher was the most common occupation of Sanders' fourth quarter donors. The most common employers were Amazon, Starbucks, Walmart, the United Postal Service, and Target. That's why your mail is never on time. The morons of the United States Postal Service are all for Bernie Sanders. The morons teaching your kids in school communism are all for Bernie Sanders. A well-funded and subversive leftist movement of teachers in the United States threatens to tilt the political balance nationwide in the direction of Democrats across the country. The teachers' union effort, quote, hashtag Red for Ed, has its roots in the very same socialism that President Trump vowed in his 2019 State of the Union address to stop. And it began in its current form in early 2018 in a far-flung corner of the country before spreading nationally. Its stated goals, higher teacher pay, better education conditions, are overshadowed by a much more malevolent political agenda, a leftist Democrat uprising designed to flip purple or red states to blue, using the might of a significant part of the education system as its lever. The movement started in March of 18 by Noah Carvelis, a 23-year-old public school teacher in Arizona who worked as a volunteer in the Bernie Sanders campaign. Wow. But it's really about political power to advance a socialist agenda. You know, we've created an organization. We have a network of 2,000 leaders who are experienced. They've been out on job action. They've organized their campuses. They've collected signatures for a ballot initiative. This is what this guy Carvella said in his 13-minute speech to 1,800 fellow socialists from around the country, many of whom were teachers. We've built a new political power in Arizona. It's taking control right now for the future of the state. And the leadership of the Red for Ed movement in states across the country is predominantly Bernie Sanders supporters. They're not officially connected with the state teachers unions in each state, but that separation is more nominal than real, particularly as it relates to political objectives, which are identical. Defeat President Trump and Republicans at the ballot box in 2020. Just what we want. Teachers in control of the country. Communist teachers in control of the country. Teachers who brag. They're red. In Arizona, where the Red for Ed movement began, the 23-year-old Carvelis was appointed as the head of the local chapter elementary school union at the direction of the Arizona Education Association. On Monday, Breitbart News reported the 80,000-member Education Minnesota Teachers Union has declared all-out political war against President Trump in 2020 in that key battleground state. And the teachers union, in their own documents, made it clear their political objectives were those of the Red for Ed movement. They're all communist, folks, and they're teaching our kids. It's amazing. When we get back, great guest for you. Talk about the Iran situation. So much more here at War. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, USA Radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Members of Congress are taking part in briefings regarding the intelligence that led to the decision to kill terrorist Qasem Soleimani. Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger from Illinois sits on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He was in one of those briefings, and he tells Fox News,
"Yeah, listen, in 10 years of being here, it was the most revealing classified brief I think we've had in a large setting like that in terms of what they revealed. What's amazing to me, actually one of my biggest annoyances is as the Democrats came up to talk about it, they just couldn't take yes or no, whatever it is, for an answer."
President Trump also confirms no Americans were harmed after Iran fired more than a dozen missiles at two Iraqi military bases that host U.S. forces, and alcohol-related deaths have doubled over the past two decades. Most of the deaths were from middle-aged men, but experts say women are starting to close the gap. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Brought
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered here on USA Radio Network. Coming up in just about 25 minutes, it's Newsmax TV, America's fast-growing cable news channel. Reaches almost 80 million homes and 150 million Americans via online streaming devices. I'm the host of Newsmax's primetime TV show, Wayne Allen Root. We're on Unfiltered 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. And you can find me at DirecTV and Dish TV and many cable systems, almost every major cable system in America now that we added Comcast and Cox Cable. And if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system and tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable dial. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call a toll-free number and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system where you can give them a piece of your mind. Just call 844-500-6397. 844-500-6397. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com. NewsmaxTV.com or get the Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It's absolutely free. We've got our guest on the line, Daphne Barak, an Israeli-American documentary filmmaker, a journalist, and author of the new book, To Plea or Not to Plea, the story of Rick Gates and the Mueller investigation. And we welcome her to the show. Daphne, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. It's such a small world because Chris Roddy, the owner of Newsmax, is a reckless friend of mine. And he and Bill, my husband, are spending every few weekends with the president as of last weekend. So. Welcome to a beautiful small world.
Absolutely. And you probably know my friend. So you spent time at Mar-a-Lago with the president and Chris Ruddy, I assume, yes?
Yeah, but I know the president since I was 20, and we're close friends. As I'm close friends of 20 head of state, so I didn't know he would be head of state, but we'd be friendly. Rupert Murdoch brought me to America when I was 20 from Israel. To become the interviewer of Fox, it wasn't Fox News, Fox 5, 91, so now you know how old I am. So at that point, the biggest two divorces in New York, the New York was split between Mia Farrow and Woody Allen, and Donald and Ivana Trump. And I was very feminist, I took the side of the women, so I did. I got to ask two things of you.
First of all, you've got to talk closer to the phone. You can't be on speaker. I assume you're just talking.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm just
fine. Yeah, because it was hard to. You're going in and out. Very hard to understand you. And you got to talk a little slower. You've got that Israeli accent. So it's not always easy to understand every word you say. Just talk a little bit slower. All right? And I'm a nice Jewish boy from New York, so I love Israelis. I love the Israeli accent. But it's sometimes a little hard when you talk fast for my listeners to understand you. You know, I'm from New York. I understand people who talk fast, but my listeners may not. So just take it easy. So let's start by telling us about your book, To Plea or Not to Plea, the story of Rick Gates and the Mueller investigation. What's the importance, what's the significance of Rick Gates, and why did Gates plead guilty, and what does all that mean to people like Paul Manafort and to Michael Flynn?
Michael Flynn is very in the news and will be in the news in 2 weeks. It's not my typical interview. It's a CBS exclusive, 60 Minutes Australia. It's my fifth book. My first book, Wayne, I'm sure you know, is Saving Amy with Amy Winehouse, which was a blockbuster, and the film inspired by it won an Oscar. So I usually do head of state and A-list. So the reason I decided to do that, besides the fact that I'm a friend of Donald Trump, is because it could have happened to you, to me, to every one of your listeners. The moment the government decides to go against you and you're caught in between such a big case, there is nothing you can do. It's not the Rick Gates or Paul Manafort or Mike Flynn, who is right now the prosecutor asked for 6 months for him, right?
Which is outrageous. Outrageous.
Amazingly outrageous. It's not that they asked to be there. You know, Jerome Coates has been texting me all the time. He somehow got out of it. But all of them, they lost all their money, their dignity. Most of them were charged for lying to the FBI. So now they are liars for the rest of their life. It's a stigma. And as Donald Trump, he has been talking to me about this book when I was filming and writing. He and Melania and Dylan were always talking privately. And I was filming and writing it while Rick was being investigated, which is impossible. And as Donald Trump said all the time to me privately, and he said it 3-4 weeks ago in Hawaii, they ruined people's lives. And why?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know what I can't understand? Here's what I can't understand, Daphne, and my listeners can't understand. I can get it while there's a Democrat as president. It's terrible. It's awful, but I get it. Obama's president and Republicans are being persecuted, indicted, arrested. They're going after your lawyers. They're raiding your lawyers' homes. I never knew you could even do things like that. You don't even do it for the mafia. Why would you do it over minor crimes, political crimes? But Trump is president. So it's great for, and I'm friends with Trump, and I love Trump. I've been to Mar-a-Lago, and I've spent time with President Trump. He loves me. He watches this show. But we've got Trump as president. Can't he do something to stop the persecution of his own friends?
Well, he's trying right now to investigate the investigator. But don't forget, what I found out when I was filming and writing this book, there's this big wall of seclusion, basically. Trump saw that Michael Flynn and Rick Gates slipped against him and threw him and backstabbed him. They did not. Rick Gates at all points said there was no Russian collusion. He, part of the deal, he slipped against Paul Manafort, never against Donald Trump. Michael Flynn did not do that. He was pressured because of stuff to do, but, you know, but Donald Trump was under the impression they were backstabbing him because he was not allowed to call them or call anybody who knew them because it would be obstruction of justice, tampering with witnesses. Rick Gates was dying to tell Donald Trump, no, I did not betray you. I'm spending on my last dollar not to betray you. He could not do that because any message would be obstruction of justice. So you understand there is this. The media, of course, has misinformation, and sometimes, you know, they have an agenda, as we know, what Donald likes to say, fake news.
Right.
So they're building all these big narratives, and you have on one end Donald Trump becoming more and more secluded, and on the other hand, Rick Gates and Michael Flynn and others feel like, how do we tell him we did not betray him? And he's thinking, how do I find out if they did it? And it's so humane, and it's such a tragedy. It's like a Greek tragedy, you know. It's really. But I have to tell you the good thing about it. I found out, and I'm telling it in my book, to believe or not to believe, the story of Rick Gates and the Mueller investigation. It's not a depressing moment. It's becoming a film. It will be announced in a couple of months.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you. Because it's so humane. It's not about Democrats or Republicans. It can happen to each one of us. But I said, it's basically what you find in every bad story, there is some light. And what I found is, and Bill and I have been spending some time with Melania and Donald, I mean the president of the first lady, they've been always very close. There's a very big misconception about the relationship. She's not a beautiful wallflower. She's beautiful. She's a beautiful woman. But she's an equal partner. He trusts only her. He knows she has his back. She has no agenda, but he also trusts her judgment about people. But what are we witnessing? We're still witnessing. I'm still hosting a party in Mar-a-Lago in a few weeks with Roseanne Barr, and Donald will be there. And with Tony Holt-Kramer, the founder of the Trumpet. But what we found out, this couple has been more united than ever by seclusion. I mean, wouldn't you paranoid if people like Omarosa and Cliff Steele, the people that you just created their careers, taped you behind your back?
Yeah, terrible. Terrible. Awful.
Are you kidding me? I have to tell you that one of the times I had like a 45-minute private conversation with my husband, and the president was in Bedminster. And people would never forget it because he said, Daphne, come sit next to me and whisper to my ear. He didn't want people to read our lips. Could you imagine the extent of paranoia?
Yes. Well, listen, by the way, it's not just Omarosa and people like that turning against you. It's also the fact that the president has conversations with world leaders like the president of Ukraine, and somebody's listening in, and they're able to leak it. How can you leak a classified conversation of the president with a world leader? Shouldn't you be in prison for the rest of your life for doing that? You'd think so. He can't even talk anymore on the phone. He must assume every conversation he ever has with the leader of China, Russia, they're all listening. And they're going to leak it if you say anything wrong, or at least that they think is wrong. Or even it wasn't wrong. They just twist it out of context and make it sound like it's wrong. So I don't even know how you could be president anymore and ever talk on the phone to anybody, because someone's always listening and they're going to leak it.
And by the way, you're still fine, because this is 3 years after he became a president. I'm syndicated worldwide, so one of my jobs is 60 Minutes Australia. And as you remember, 2 weeks into his into him becoming a president, there was this infamous phone call with the then Prime Minister of Australia, which leaked immediately.
I know. Terrible.
I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy.
And by the way, did you notice, Daphne? Never was there ever a leak of a single phone call of Barack Obama in 8 years. Never once.
Never.
Because the government loved him. All the government bureaucrats and government employees and the government union leaders, they loved him. But Trump's trying to, you know, break up the apple cart. They're all getting rich off corruption and bribery, and he knows that. He's trying to stop it, and they hate him, and they want to ruin him. It's just scary. Daphne, the music's on. Radio goes fast. Daphne Barak, Israeli-American filmmaker, journalist, author of the new book, To Plea or Not to Plea, The Story of Rick Gates and the Mueller Investigation. Daphne, great to have you on. Tell Chris Ruddy I'd like to have you on Newsmax TV soon, okay? Speak to you soon.
God bless. I'm aware of my husband.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each, delivered. 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and un...
Sure, where we're on, where we're not on today, because we've had difficulties in Las Vegas on KBET, and I know we're down there right now, and we've had some difficulties in USA, and it's not all the fault of, you know, fiber optic lines and phone companies and translators and generators, et cetera, et cetera. It's been a whole bunch of things at the same time. At my home, literally, at my home TV and radio studio, same problem is we're having major problems with the cable operator. And I had them out today, and they said, it's not you, it's the neighborhood. And so we've got to get someone out to fix something in the neighborhood, and they're working on it as we speak. And that's why my internet access is kind of spotty. It's not the same as it usually is. So, you know, we've had some problems, but we're soldiers and we're soldiering through it, as they say. Roots of the Wall PAC, by the way, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. President Trump could only build a wall with our help, and we've got to build that wall. We have to. And if Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we have to do it for them or for him. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together can and will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. 844-ROOT-WALL or rootwall.com. And I've always got to do the disclaimer at the end. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for, responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. RootWall.com. All right, so I was telling you about the Red for Ed movement, which is a teachers' movement of literally socialists. These are the people educating your children. Socialists who want to destroy President Trump. It's really quite amazing. I'm just trying to look through this material and try and find something interesting that would stand out that I could tell you about, other than the fact that almost all the leaders of the Red for Ed movement are Bernie Sanders supporters. Matter of fact, teachers combined to contribute $3.6 million to presidential candidates in the last quarter, and they gave $1.2 million of it to Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Warren got about $800,000. more teachers gave to Sanders than any other candidate, more professors gave to Elizabeth Warren than any other candidate. Sanders still leads the Democrat presidential field in fundraising for the education industry, which doled out $13.2 million to Democrat contenders. The Vermont Senator's grassroots campaign, that's Bernie Sanders, has brought in $2.9 million for the teachers industry. Wow, $20,800 of which came from those who maxed out to him. Just amazing. Just can't even believe it. I mean, you know what's interesting? When they bring up Donald Trump was quid pro quo, first of all, he wasn't quid pro quo, but let's just say he was. Let's just say he said either you investigate Biden or you're not going to get the money. Every single political person in America is quid pro quo. Every single person that writes a check is quid pro quo. When you hear the teachers give all their money to the Democrat Party, and the lawyers, the Bar Association, gives all their money to the Democrat Party, and then you hear the two things the Democratic Party cares about in life are lawyers and teachers, and spending more money and creating more laws that help lawyers and teachers, there's a quid pro quo. Nobody gives you money. Nobody writes a single check unless they expect something in return. And teachers expect something in return when they write that check. They expect the government of the United States of America, the federal government, is going to give more and more money to the education system, which makes them richer and richer, and their pensions richer and richer, and their unions richer and richer, and their health care richer and richer. That's what they expect. And professors expect you to give more and more money in student loans to students so that they keep their tenure jobs and they get more and more money. And the Bar Association wants you to make sure that, you know, never, ever, ever will any politician come along and limit the amount of money you can make in a lawsuit and limit the ability of ambulance chasers to chase ambulances. And so they all give billions of dollars collectively, both the unions and the Bar Association and also the individual members give so many millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, and over time, billions. Over the last 20 years, I guarantee you the number is billions given by lawyers and teachers to Democrats. And by the way, I'm going to be very fair. Republicans like me, every small business owner gives to the Republican Party. What do we expect in return? Lower taxes. Everybody's got a quid pro quo. There is no politician in history that's ever done anything that wasn't quid pro quo. Okay? You look at who gives to the Republican Party, and it is absolutely the things Democrats say. It's businessmen, it's CEOs, it's major corporations, it's oil companies, right? It's stock market, it's Wall Street, it's Wayne Root, it's entrepreneurs, and all of us vote Republican. We expect Republicans to take good care of us. And who votes for the Democrats? Teachers, teachers unions, lawyers, Bar Association, all the people on welfare, and illegal aliens, and felons. And what do they expect the Democrats to do for them? Take care of felons, take care of welfare, lots of welfare to everyone, take care of illegal aliens, make sure they keep coming in the country, make sure they can vote without voter ID, make sure they don't get indicted, make sure they don't get deported, make sure they get 1,000 different government checks. Everybody expects quid pro quo, and yet they thought they caught Trump. Yeah, oh, we're all going to indict Trump, we're going to kick him out of office, we're going to put him in prison for being the first president in history to ever mention quid pro quo. Could be the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. You know what Red for Ed expects? Every teacher is going to make $100,000 a year or more and get a pension of $100,000 a year or more, and they're going to teach our kids to be communists. That's what they expect.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. 3.